Either Street is typical of many streets across South Manchester. Brick terraces, there are about 20 houses here. It's a cul-de-sac, you'd expect it to be quiet, clean and well-loved by local people. When you come down here though, local people who live on this street have many problems they wanted to tell me about.
It's dirty and it's absolutely... something needs to be done.
I didn't have a problem before because I liked it when I came here 30 odd years. Now, it's all the rubbish that is gathering. When you look on the street, nobody's cleaning it or anything like that. And people just come, pile the rubbish and they're gone.
I've lived here for 20 years. The last 8 years, this street is a nightmare. As for the rubbish, it's unbelievable. It's unbearable. You've got to see it to believe it. It's a shame the skip's not here. I'm telling you, if you had seen that skip, you won't believe it. 7 weeks.
They dump all the rubbish here. They set it on fire. So we've had fire engines here several times. And if the fires catch the buildings, the residents have no houses. Along with that, they dump their foods outside, which is constantly a problem with vermin, rats. They just have no regard for the residents.
Like, I got a child, and most important problem for me is safety. And he wants to play outside because sometimes we're busy. We can't take him park all the time. So it's best chance for children to play outside their houses. But my child can't get this opportunity because too much traffic, big trucks, he's scared. How can I leave him outside like this?
My mum won't let me play outside because when I want to go outside, there's like loads of lorries and stuff and rats all around.
I can't play outside and my mum doesn't allow me because there are lots of people coming and lorries and cars and rubbish is everywhere.
Rabnawaz Akbar is the local councillor and he says they've tried to deal with the problems before.
These people are absolutely right. I've been a councillor in this area now for 5 years. This is my sixth year. And during that time, we've tried our best to engage with the businesses, try to work with them. And despite budgetary pressures right across the council, we've spent resources with these businesses in terms of, I forget the number of times we've deep cleansed this alleyway, the number of times we've removed fly tipping which starts with the businesses not managing their waste.
What makes Either Street unusual is that it's dominated at one end by the Curry Mile. Wilmslow Road is only about 15 metres away at the end of Either Street, and it's these local businesses that are causing local people problems. But Rabnawaz Akbar says there may well be a solution.
What we are doing, we've managed to get some money through the Clean City funding, and we're hoping to build a wall here which will kind of block this avenue, and hopefully these residents shouldn't be able to see the rubbish that these businesses tip in the alleyway. In the next kind of 18 months to 2 years, we're looking at a resident parking scheme, and hopefully that should alleviate some of the issues around residents not being able to park.
Local people want action and they want the street clean, somewhere where it's safe for their children to play.